KSL Top Story this hour, turnout is increasing for the biggest local race of this election year.
But the Salt Lake County Clerk would like to see more ballots come in soon. Your voice, your vote begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards at the KSL Decision Desk. Mary?
Amanda, Clerk Sherry Swenson says they received about 20% back of the ballots they sent out countywide. It's getting to be 25% and more in Salt Lake City alone with 1 week to go. But there are still a lot of ballots out there, that means.
We're hoping that if people have made up their mind as to who and how they want to vote, that they'll get their ballots back in so that we can get those processed and include the results in the election night results.
They have to verify every signature. If you have not made up your mind, the ballot just has to be postmarked by the day before Election Day or dropped off that day. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, the mail-in ballots are coming back in to be counted a week before Election Day.
Officials believe Salt Lake City could see high turnout if this rate keeps up. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins your voice, your vote at the KSL Decision Desk. Mary?
Amanda, at least 25% turnout in Salt Lake City alone so far, and Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson says it could be close to 30% after they count more than just came in, and they think it could reach 60% by the time this is all over. There's the mayor's race, of course. Swenson says she is worried, though, about the load of work they'll have in the last couple of days.
That's fine. If people want to wait, that's okay, as long as they get them postmarked, but we won't be able to include those in the election night results unless we get them in a little bit earlier.
Countywide, Swenson says they sent out 402,000 ballots. 82,000 have been mailed back. Other areas besides Salt Lake also have Prop 1, the sales tax hike, on the ballot. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.